This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. Here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Jim Taddy.
Good morning, Canada. Golf Talk Canada, Zacchino, Taddy. Little more mild, I would suggest, coming into the studio this morning, James.
Yes, guy. We went from coldest to maybe warmest.
Yes.
I don't know if it's warmest. I think we had a 14.
And we have the heat back on in the studio, which is nice.
It's too hot in here.
So we got that. I know.
Took the shirt off.
You scared BK. You brought out the guns this morning. BK's like, whoa, you've been in the gym. Jim's been to the gym.
No, never.
Yes. Well, you know what? Days are getting longer.
Sunlight.
Wow. We're not that far away in southern Ontario. And good morning to the rest of the country as well. If you're obviously listening on the TSN radio network this morning, lots going on, as always, in the world of golf. 12 months a year now. And we're going to talk a lot about the Toronto Golf Show today. So I apologize in advance to our national listeners. However, the content that we are covering at the Toronto Golf Show is relevant coast to coast. We're going to take a look at Barbados as a golf destination. So I don't care who you are, where you're listening, you know, what's wrong with maybe getting on a plane and going to Barbados right now? I'm sure.
Wrong with that?
I'm sure it's a lot better than where you're currently listening to Golf Talk Canada. Robert Bernard from Center of Golf Gravity, an over-the-top video delivery golf system that's based on three basic fundamentals, is going to be by. So we got that. So there's lots of Toronto Golf Show. Now, the show opens this morning. If you are listening to us on TSN 1050 or Hamilton 1150, you can easily get to the Toronto Golf Show today. It is open at 10 a.m. and it goes to 6 p.m. So it's 10 to 6 today, Saturday, February 20th, and it is at the International Center. So TorontoGolfShow.com, TorontoGolfShow.com at the International Center. And we hope all of our listeners who won tickets over the last few weeks enjoys their weekend, if they went yesterday, today, or tomorrow at the Toronto Golf Show. I know BK might be heading out there tomorrow, Jim, to check out. I'm going to go check
warning,
it out this
warning.
Afternoon. Warning. He will be signing autographs tomorrow as the man behind the glass of Golf Talk Canada, signing autographs tomorrow at the Toronto Golf Show. I will be out there. I'm going to check it out this afternoon. You know, I always go by every year, regardless of our involvement in the show, how deep it is or how thin it is. I always go by. I like seeing our colleagues from the golf industry and community in Toronto, and listeners always come up and introduce themselves and say hello. So I'm going to be out there probably around 4 to 6, I'm guessing, this afternoon. So if you're going to be out there, you're listening to Golf Talk Canada, come by. If you see me, say hello. Always like talking and listening to meeting our listeners. We have such great listeners and great golf fans. Golf community is just so nice. Always nice talking golf with people. So we'll be out there later today. I know you are rocking and rolling. So you.
I will be at the ACC.
Yes. Big Leaf game. Is it Leafs Habs tonight?
No, Leafs Flyers.
Leafs Flyers. I thought Leafs Habs was coming up soon.
Next Saturday.
Is that next Saturday?
In Montreal.
Is there any. I know, obviously, our listeners in Montreal, good morning to you. Is there any truth at all to this PK Subban stuff? There's no way that he's not going to win. If it comes down to coach versus player, we also always know how that goes. And we're talking about Subban.
Yeah, find a way to make it work.
That ain't going to happen. Let's get to some news and headlines, as we've got a busy one.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf Town, with 55 stores coast to coast. Golf Town is Canada's golf superstore. Visit golftown.com for store specials and locations near you. Golf Town, anything for golf.
Including the TaylorMade M2 now available at Golf Town, and 15% off regular priced Adidas apparel.
I was in Golf Town this week. Did not see the M2, but I've seen it before. You know, I was in Carlsbad for the pre-launch and then at the PGA show. And whatnot. It was funny. So the grip, just before we get the news and headlines, I'm standing at the counter. You can't make anybody happy anymore. I feel bad. Anybody who works in retail, anybody listening right now on their way to a retail job, I feel so bad for you. People are so hard to please. I'm in Golf Town, and the staff at Golf Town is great, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm there. And, you know, they just came off their 2-month grip event where like grips are half price. They're giving grips away. They've been promoting it. We've been promoting it on the show. They give people 2 months to get in there to do it. So the grip sale ended like a week ago or something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in there and the phone rings and the Golf Town employee behind the counter grabs it and, you know, basically, can I get the grip deal? Can you give me it? Sir, it was on for 2 months. You couldn't get it.
I'm sorry it expired.
And of course, the guy is completely unhappy and completely miserable because he couldn't get in the 60-day window.
See, now, if that was me, excuse me, sir, I'll get you to the grip department. Yeah. Well, grip department. Oh, you want the after special grip department. He's not in today.
I would have sent him by the time he got to the right grip department, he would have been at the winter right. tires division at Bridgestone.
Hello, Winter Tires.
Winter Tires. What's in the news, Mr. Taddy?
Well, we've got Rory against Brandel Chamblee in weightlifting.
Yeah, I'll give you the Coles notes of this. I don't know if you saw this. So Chamblee goes out on social media and on Morning Drive and says that he is concerned about some of the videos and social media that he's getting watching Rory in these major, major squat positions and heavy lifting positions, the same stuff we saw from Tiger.
Yes.
2 years ago, Jim, 2 years ago, I was talking about this. And the last 2 years, I've been saying, I don't want to see this. I'm worried about this. You know I'm worried about this. I've been saying this for 2 years. Have we not learned anything from Tiger is basically what Chamblee was suggesting. And I think he's right. He took a beating and a backlash, but I think Brandel Chamblee, unfortunately, is in the position now with almost anything he says, he takes a beating and a backlash because he's created that environment for himself, fairly or unfairly. And Rory, of course, then pushes the envelope and keeps sending out more tweets of him lifting and pushing and exercising just to stir the pot. And Rory's defense, he's saying, listen, I've had back problems. I've had back problems at a young age, and I'm doing this to protect my back. I don't believe it. I look at this, Jim. Sam Snead, Vijay Singh, Phil Mickelson, Gary Player. The list is endless for people who have had success over 3-4 decades in professional golf that went to the gym but never changed their body style, never added a bunch of weight, never did. They concentrated on, you know, Sam Snead was doing yoga before anyone did yoga, okay? And I think there's something to be said about the proper routine for the game of golf. I think Tiger Woods is an example of what you should never do to your body to play this game. Just my opinion, if you want to beat me up, you can beat me up at Golf Talk Canada or at Mark Zucchino. But you know what? If you're in the gym powerlifting, and I know there's a lot of guys out there in the golf community right now, right here in Southern Ontario, that would argue with me on this. But if you're building that kind of muscle mass and squatting 300-plus pounds, I think you're doing the wrong thing for your body long term.
So tell me why or how bigger arms and bigger shoulders help you turn through the ball, because it's all on the transfer.
I think it's got, if anything, it's got to limit your turn. It's got to limit your dexterity. It might give you a shorter, more powerful burst in the short term. And the way they're teaching the swing the golf club these days is tighter and shorter with less moving parts. So I understand that. So at the very, the best case scenario, the best case scenario is you might be able to get somebody like me, to buy in to the fact that for a short period, when you're very young, for a short period of time, if you're going to swing the golf club very short, that this might benefit you. Over a long period of time, there's no way, and I still don't buy into the short period of time. I look at Dustin Johnson and Bubba Watson, and I go, that is the perfect build for golf in the modern day. Long, thin, muscle, lanky, dexterity, flexibility.
You need the waiver, though. Navy SEAL training, not included.
Okay.
Number two, Spieth, a bulbous 79.
79 on Thursday. He misses the cut. He goes home. He misses 8 putts inside 10 feet, Jim, on Thursday. And I just find it so bizarre that the guy who we thought would, his putting and the power of the 6 inches between his ears would keep him in everything. I said that. He's in a little rut. He'll win in Florida.
You know what? I was watching yesterday. I had the day off. Rare day
Come
off.
On.
Yeah.
Well, I'm holding my chest.
And I'm watching Matt Kuchar, and I went, whoa, what happened to his putting? Whoa. That's off the chart.
Spieth will win in Florida. It could be as early as Doral.
Henderson eyeing number one.
Yeah, did you see this? Brooke Henderson, very cool. In a interview, And this is obviously summarizing, but basically she's eyeing world number one, Lydia Ko. That's her goal. She wants to be number one in the world, and you know, she's feeling more comfortable on the LPGA Tour. She's just about to break into the top 10 of the Rolex Women's World Ranking. She'll more than likely be there by Monday morning. She's 11 in the world right now. If it's not this week, it's next week or the week after, and she wants to be number one. And if you're playing at that level and you have that kind of ability, why not to be there to play number one in the world? She said she's already hitting it longer than most of the women. She found more yardage going to a longer driver over the offseason. She's ready to go. And so far, so good for Brooke Henderson.
Also, tour proposal to eliminate 125 earnings category.
All right. So you and I had this conversation. I don't know if you remember, but Mike Weir took advantage of this a couple years back to keep his card, because right. What they did was the top 125 on the FedEx Cup points list keep their PGA Tour card. And then the old route was the top 125 on the money earnings. They still have that. So you could be outside the 125 on the FedEx Cup, but inside the 125 somehow on the money earnings and get a spot. These kids are coming off the web.com. They got nowhere to play. So you got 125 on the PGA Tour. You got another 50 cards coming off the web.com. You got past champions. You've got medical exemptions. You got lifetime money lists, lifetime wins, all these things that get you onto the PGA Tour. By the time you're done, there's like 220 cards floating around out there.
You got to be top 100, otherwise you're wasting your time.
You're not playing.
Time.
You go. Yeah. So now they've got this, they're still grandfathering this 125 money list. I'm glad a Canadian got a chance to use this at some point. Sure. But at the end of the day, I think it's good if they get rid of it. Last year, if the 125 career money earnings wasn't there and they threw away with it, it would have opened up four more spots for a young kid. So, you know what? Good. I hope the tour puts this through.
No timetable for Tiger, no Honda for Tiger.
Yeah, Honda, you know, that's his hometown event now. Right, Jupiter, yeah. Florida. Honda's right there at Palm Beach Gardens, Champions Course at PGA National. That's Tiger's home game now. He missed the deadline, which was Friday, to submit for participation in the Honda. He did not do so. Multiple media outlets reached out to Steinberg, his agent, and we are exactly where we were in December. No timetable, no target. That's it. It's dark in Tigerland.
Dillette and Hearn missed the cut at Riviera.
Are you concerned at all, Jim?
Yeah, I am.
And of who? For me, I'm more concerned about Dillette, because same Hearn's here. Played well and shown consistency. Even though this is a David Hearn golf course here at Riviera, a course I would expect him to do well on, I'm more concerned about Graham Dillette. You as well?
Same here, yeah, because yeah. You just see no coming out of what ailed him a year ago. I mean, obviously he's healthy now, but you're looking for some sort of momentum build, and we're not seeing that.
We're not seeing it. And we are inside 50 days. BK and I were talking about this. We're about roughly, I think, 48 or 47 days now from the Masters.
Wow.
And we have one Canadian in the field, Mike Weir, on a past champions category. That is it, Jim.
Not good.
And when you consider all the Canadian flags, and we'll get to the Northern Trust later on the show, give you a leaderboard update, and there was a couple Canadians, Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, that are playing well and made the cut, and they're there. But when you consider the amount of Canadians on the PGA Tour, and we're only one, that's scary.
What else do we have? Justin Timberlake, Mark Wahlberger, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, made for TV golf event in Detroit.
Yeah, you know, they're going to play Detroit Golf Club. I don't know what the teams are. Wahlberger, Fowler, McIlroy, Timberlake. I don't know what it is.
So.
Whatever it is. But made for TV event. Unless this has some kind of spin, and I have unheard of any spin on maybe helping the people of Flint and a charity aspect of this. Unless there's something like that involved, I don't want to see any more of this, Jim. I have no interest in this whatsoever. Do you?
It's an off-season event.
Yeah, in the middle of the summer. Yeah,
put it on in December.
Yeah, so unless we're doing something really good with this and we can raise some millions of dollars
snow
for the
golf.
People of Flint, which they desperate need in that water situation, and there's other problems in Detroit for that matter. So unless there's something like that involved, not particularly interested in this.
Yeah, somebody should come up with a snow golf concept.
We better get going. We're running a little late here. We got to go to break. Up next, we're going to do Barbados Tourism with Roddy Carr. Later on in today's show, big announcement, major announcement regarding the future of Golf Talk Canada. We'll get to that around 9:15 morning, a little later in the show. Big announcement regarding the future of Golf Talk Canada, so you do not want to mix that. But next up, Barbados. This is GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada was brought to you by Acura. proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
If you're in the Southern Ontario area, you want to visit the golf show, Toronto Golf Show this afternoon, International Center, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., torontogolfshow.com. Lots of stuff, gear, travel, demo range, you name it, contests, giveaways. Barbados Tourism is going to be there. So for the rest of you listening in Canada, go to visitbarbados.org. What a great spot to play golf. World-class facilities like Sandy Lane, the Green Monkey, where Mr. Woods got married the first time around. Anyway, why not go visit Barbados.org? We spoke with Roddy Carr from Barbados. We started off by asking him, why Barbados?
Well, it's a little England, really. And, I mean, it's a whole cultural exchange. And there's a great affinity between the Canadians and the Barbadians going back to the trading days. So lots of Canadians would have connections to Barbados going way back. The first thing you know about Barbados is the temperature is the same all year long. It's 80 degrees, full stop, every day, all day. And the only thing that varies is the humidity, and it's never that extreme one way or the other. The best seasons to go are Christmas to Easter. That's the high season where it's the least humid. But every day you're getting the basic sunshine. And the rainy season kind of comes and goes very quickly. You get the odd, maybe you get a half an hour of rain, but it's warm rain, and then you're back on the track, so you don't even kind of feel it. So you can play golf all year round, number one.
And without getting completely demolished from the heat, because obviously some island destinations and southern destinations, there's certain times of year where you just can't go. It sounds like Barbados is not one of them.
Yeah, and it's nice. You know, it's a tiny little island. It's only like 12 miles by 5 miles long, 260,000 people. It's like a village, to be honest with you. It's a normal-sized village, even in Ireland now. I feel big coming from Ireland when I go there. But on that little island, you know, there is 5 18-hole golf courses, and I would arguably say it's the finest stretch of golf in the Caribbean. The only competitor really would be the Dominican Republic, but this is, you have a Trent Jones golf course there, which I reckon is one of his best ever in Royal Westmoreland. You have two Tom Fazio-designed courses at Sandy Lane, which are off the charts in terms of, one of them's called the Green Monkey, which would qualify as a trophy golf course in my mind, which means it's one you would go just to play that. They have the country club. And then you have my golf course, which is really owned by the public of Barbados. It's a public golf course, Barbados Golf Club. And then you have Apes Hill, which is the newest of the additions, which is actually built right on the top of the island where you can actually see both the Atlantic Ocean. You see the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea, and you get a little bit of the south coast as well. And it's right up on the top where you get the views over the whole island. So it's quite stunning. And then there's two little nine-hole golf courses that, you know, a lot of the snowbirds come and play because they just like to play nine holes and they have their apartments there. There's a lot of Canadians come there for a long period of time in the winter.
Tons of options on a little island. Sounds incredible. Yeah. We know Sandy Lane, that's where Tiger got married. So obviously good enough for Tiger. I'm sure, you know, Canadian golfers would love to see it. That sounds, when you attach Tiger Woods to a property, though, you start going, it might be a little pricey. What kind of packages are Canadians looking at to come down and play golf?
It is. A lot of Canadians, as you know, would come to Ireland to play golf. And I mean, Barbados is not cheap. Let's be straight up about it. But you do get, you know, it's never overcrowded. So there's kind of two different sections there. You have the Sandy Lane and the Westmoreland, really, which are the upper market ones. And they cater to the hotel guests, which are expensive. And then they have the villa owners in Royal Westmoreland. So you could be paying, you know, close to 170, 100, and 200 bucks in those golf courses. Then you get down to Apes Hill, and you're into the 150. And then at the Barbados Golf Club, it's basically $99 with an all-inclusive package, which means we'd pick you up, bring you there, give you a set of clubs, and let you play for $99, you know, as often as you wanted to. But there is a development which we'll be launching this year, which is called Golf Around Barbados. And we hope to be able to offer, you know, people who come, because what we found is everybody wants to play all the courses if they can, or at least three in, say, the 7 to 10 days they come. So the Golf Barbados package we'll be offering at about $130 a round for all of the you know, the selection of courses we have, say, for three different rounds for a weekly package, and that will be launched in the summer of this year.
Roddy, before we let you go, and we encourage everybody who's going to the Toronto Golf Show to go to their booths, check them out, and see what Barbados has to offer. If you're listening to us across Canada, you're not going to the Toronto Golf Show, go to visitbarbados.org is the website, visitbarbados.org. Roddy, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. Sounds like a must trip if you're a golfer, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark. All the best to you.
Roddy Carr from Barbados Tours. I would just like to say that Roddy's comments on the Irish are his own, as he is Irish. I have a lot of great Irish friends that I would not describe the same way. But he was there quite some time, lived there for 30 years. And Barbados Tours, Jim, have you ever played golf in the islands, ever?
No.
I played in the Dominican. That's the closest I've gotten to Barbados. I love the golf in the Dominican, but Barbados, I like the idea because it's such a small place. You can get around. Like, it's
I'd
nice.
I'd be afraid to hit the ball.
I'm going to hit somebody. On the other side, we're doing winners, weird, and what? And let me tell you, it was a weird week in golf. This is GTC.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day, brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility.
Hi, this is Ryan Holly with Peak Performance Golf. Despite the cold temperatures and recent snowfalls, spring is right around the corner. Whether you've spent the off-season training and trying to get better, or relaxing with the clubs in the garage, a checkup on your clubs is an important first step to make sure you get the most out of your early season. Ensuring that your clubs have the right lie angle, the lofts are in line with each other, and the grips are in good shape are vital and easily correctable issues with minimal investment. A little deeper dive into whether or not the shaft material and flex and the style of the club head aren't hindering your results is also important whether or not your budget allows the change. In fact, understanding the potential shortcomings of your clubs can help you identify if a swing change is needed or if that is just a compensation for the wrong kind of clubs. At Peak Performance, we offer a club blueprinting, which is a 45-minute process which measures lie and loft angles with complementary changes if necessary and examines the role of the club head and shaft in relation to the player's swing. And we can make recommendations for potential equipment changes if necessary. Players leave a blueprinting session knowing their current gear is set up to offer the best results regardless if the clubs are a perfect setup or not. At Peak Performance, one of our PGA of Canada club fitters can help you get dialed in for this coming spring or for any golf trip you're planning. Please visit our website at peakperformgolf.com for more information.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day, brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility and leader in instruction, fitness, and custom club fitting. Visit peakperformgolf.com for more information. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Mr. Trump, ask for honesty here. Seeing that President Obama plays six times a week, if you played 18 holes against him, who would win?
I would win. I would. No, seriously, I would. I would. No, I've won many club championships.
I'm the best. I've made billions and billions of dollars. I mentioned I made billions and billions of dollars, and I have won many, many club championships.
There he is, humble, Donald Trump.
Of course, tonight is the Republican primary in South Carolina. And Trump, with a double-digit lead, going to squash his competitors in South Carolina, more than likely Nevada as well, which is the next primary. And then, of course, they go to Super Tuesday, and it opens up, and who knows. But Donald has said many controversial things that have offended many people along the way. But I have only been offended by the fact, really, truly, because I'm not a Canadian, I'm not an American, so I can't really be offended by anything. If I was an American, I would be offended by a lot of things. But as a Canadian, I can't be offended by anything, he says, because it doesn't affect me. However, Jim, I am a golfer, and I do get offended by the fact that he claims to be a four handicap, because that is a lie.
Again, with the numbers, there's an interesting video on Facebook where obviously the audio has been altered, but it's the Queen saying that Canada should be the next president of the United States.
Is that I love it. All right, Jim. Winners, weird, and what, sir? You have the tea.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes, Randy Watson.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Well, good and far from terrible. My winner's Von Taylor last week at Pebble Beach, a sizzling 7-under in the final round to sneak past Phil Mickelson, who had the snake out on the final putt.
Yeah, 5.5 feet, the force of playoff, it lips out. Von Taylor, 11 years between PGA Tour victories. 11 years. It's hard not to feel good for Von Taylor. Wonderful story. Flip side of that, how do you feel about Phil? The debate online on social media, Jim, this week has been, is this a cup half full or a cup half empty? Are you encouraged by Mickelson's play over the last few weeks and think he's on the verge of winning again, which will be his first win since the 2013 Open Championship? Or are you more discouraged that he blew a two-shot lead on Sunday and lipped out on the final hole?
You know, it would be an interesting exercise would be to go through Phil Mickelson's missed steps. And if you took 50% of those working out, what his actual record would be?
It would be off the charts. Well, first of all, I'll tell you right now, he would go from 5 majors to double-digit majors alone. That just in majors.
Yep.
So, and then you put PGA Tour victories, and there's a possibility he would have an additional 10 to 15 PGA Tour victories, another 5 to 7 majors to an already Hall of Fame career.
On the missed part of his career, that's a career for somebody else.
Totally, completely. You say it all the time, Jim. Yep. He wins one U.S. Open, and those 6 second-place finishes get spoken of in a very different light.
Absolutely. My weird would be Rory McIlroy's new long-distance plan with his putter. I mean, just panned it from all over.
You know, it's just what the putting is the most bizarre thing in the world. Like Ben Hogan said, it'd be a great game if putting wasn't involved, right? Like, it is just night and day. Sometimes the hole looks like a bathtub, and you pour them in from everywhere, and sometimes it looks like the ball just won't fit, and right now Rory's got the rock rolling.
There must be an eclipse. I mean, Rory's dropping the long putt. So did Dustin Johnson, and Spieth can't find the jar.
Yeah, there must be. Well, just everything's weird in Hollywood.
My what? Yeah, this happens every time at this year. So you're watching Riviera, and you look at the hue of green on the grass and the fairway and the putting green, and you go, yeah, that's that's late June in southern Ontario, the week before the drought.
I hear you. We're close, but we ain't that close. I got to listen. You know me, Jim. You know me off the air. I'm exactly the same way off the air as I am off.
Sadly,
on the air. Yes. I'm really never in a bad mood ever.
No,
and I get along with everyone. I am a bear right now. Heather wants to strangle me at home. I'm looking out the window, and I haven't traveled in February, so it's just snow and it's cold. And I am a bear, so I know what you're saying about looking that on Riviera on television. I just want to hang.
And of course, by the time the Masters rolls around, and all the hues, are, you know, the man behind the curtain's got everything colored properly, and you go, yeah, great, thank you. That's an oil painting here.
Well, that's right. He takes a little time off from the Emerald City and starts working the Masters telecast. All right, Mr. Taddy, the tea is mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, Jim, my winner this week is the 10th hole at Riviera. I love the short par 4. Now, you know, I beat on the USGA quite often, but the one thing the USGA has done a great job of is in their US Open setup, I love the fact that they always include a risk-reward short par 4 because I think it can, just like a great par 5, maybe the short par 4 is the most exciting hole in golf. It really is. And I don't know if they get any better than the 10th hole at Riviera. You know, it's 310 yards, roughly. It can play 315 off the plate, but roughly it's usually about 310. So many different pin positions. You know, I played Riviera this time last year with Sergio Garcia.
He was never the same.
He's been never the same since. It is just a brilliant golf hole. And I just pulled some stats from last year's par fours under 350 on the PGA Tour. The 10th hole at Riviera, including all the majors where they set up short par fours is the new thing. The number one most difficult par four under 350 yards on the PGA Tour, the 10th hole at Riviera. It averaged 4.87, almost 4.1. So it averaged well over par, the most difficult under 350 at 310, 315, one of the absolute short gems. Brilliant. The only unfortunate thing is if you designed a golf hole like that today with that type of green, they'd hang the architect and throw stones at him because he'd be so unpopular with the players. They'd call it quirky. They'd call it unfair. I call it brilliant. I wish golf would see more of this.
Well said. You know, and that's sort of a comment on the world we live in now. If it's not solvable, people just walk away.
Walk away. Yeah, it's brilliant. I think the key, by the way, I want our listeners to watch this over the weekend at Riviera. I believe the key to playing the 10th hole at Riviera is to hit something just short of the front left corner of that green. That is the key. That's what I did.
You're talking finesse.
Yes. Well, what you do is you can't quite go for the putting surface because the green will never hold. I don't care where the pin is. That green will not hold anything from 310. But if you can hit something 270, 275 to the front left edge of that green and leave it about 10 to 15 to 20 steps off the front left, you can get to any pin on that golf course. That's the key. And I wouldn't be surprised. We might be playing this back next week, BK. I wouldn't be surprised if the winner on Sunday hit it exactly where I'm talking about right now.
Shot making.
Okay. Mm. My weird this week's going to be exactly what you said, only the flip side of the coin. You said it's so weird watching Rory with these long distance putts, and you kind of alluded to this. My weird is Jordan Spieth missing 8 of 10 putts inside 10 feet. The greatest putter in the world who lived and died with the short blade for the last 24 months. Right now, the hole looks like it's non-existent. He'll get this fixed. He'll win in Florida. I guarantee you he'll win on the Florida swing. By the time we get to Augusta, 2 wins under the belt for Jordan Spieth. And my what this week... Did you see the penalty slapped on Brendan DeYoung?
Yeah.
Now, Brendan DeYoung missed the cut this week, and he blew up on Friday and had a horrible day. But you know what? We talk about, you know, some of the rules in the game just not making sense. We've talked about the anchoring ban really not making sense. Well, this one makes absolutely no sense at all. On Thursday night, Brendan DeYoung looked for a ruling from a PGA Tour official. He wanted a free drop because he believed his ball was embedded. PGA Tour official denied that free drop. He got irritated. He took the bottom of his lob wedge at the grip and whacked it in a violent manner against his golf bag in anger and put it in his golf bag, never to be seen from again. He went to the driving range Friday morning to warm up. He doesn't use his lob wedge to warm up. He tees off. He plays golf. He birdies the first hole on Friday morning. He goes to the second hole. He misses the green. He grabs his lob wedge and notices that it is cracked and the shaft is broken under the grip. Well, under the rules of golf, if you break a club due to like anger, like a player would do with a tennis racket,
right,
and you continue to play with it, if you use it, you can be DQ'd. If you don't use it, but it's in your bag, it is a 2-stroke penalty for each hole you played. He got a 2-stroke penalty for playing the first hole, 2-stroke penalty for teeing off on the second hole. So he got dinged with 4 additional penalty strokes.
Do we know the name of his new caddy?
Exactly. Well, you said that to me, Jim. You said...
Right. Wouldn't it make sense that if you've been around the game all your life and dude hits the golf bag with the club, you might want to look at it.
And he did. And you called that out. And the rule, the official rule is Rule 4-3B. If you intentionally damage a club other than during the normal course of play, it can't be used or replaced. So I know he didn't intentionally want to break it, but they consider a violent strike or a violent act.
Doesn't that sort of suggest that would happen in the same round?
Apparently not. He started with it broken. That's the rule they applied. I think it doesn't make a lot of sense. Obviously, the rules of golf are a lot for interpretation and gray area. They interpret it that way. I just think there's too many dumb rules in the game of golf. And to me, that's one of them. As far as I'm concerned, he's already being penalized for having a club in his bag that doesn't work. He can't use it. He's down to 13 clubs. Yeah. Is that not penal enough?
You would think so.
There you go. On the other side, we're going to touch base with Claudio DeMarchi from Traveling Golfer. They're at the Toronto Golf Show, but they are a library for travel information in Canada. We'll get to that next. This is GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by WeatherTech Canada. Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit floor liners, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to GTC. If you're in the Southern Ontario region, check out the Toronto Golf Show today, torontogolfshow.com. International Center. Doors open at 10 a.m., close at 6 p.m. Our next guest is going to be there. If you're not listening to us in Southern Ontario, check them out online, travelinggolfer.net. It's a great information source if you're thinking about travel. Speaking about Claudio DeMarchi from travelinggolfer.net, we start off by asking him, what is Traveling Golfer and what kind of information source can it be for people looking to travel?
Well, you're right. We've been around since 2006, and for all this time, we've been helping people find their way to that next great golf vacation. We like to say that, you know, visit us first, because we've probably been there.
So it's like it's a firsthand account of golf destinations from all around the globe for people really trying to seek out what might be right for them. It's a great library of information to anywhere you could possibly play golf. Is that kind of an accurate summarization?
That's very accurate, Mark. That's hit the nail on the head.
So you're going to have some partners with you. I know you have booth 2234, but you're also going to be surrounded by other partners and other places that you, I guess, you align yourselves with. And you've got some great potential reasons for people to visit the show. Not only potential trips to win if you come by your booth, but if you're just thinking of booking a trip, you've got a partner in Ocean City, Maryland, that's offering 25% off to Canadians on a five-night, four-day package to try to fight that Canadian dollar.
Yes, and, you know, and everybody's aware of the dollar, so they're going that to that next step, and they've come up with these great prices. You know, 216 in March gets you five nights, four rounds, and, you know, whether that's Canadian or U.S., that's a hell of a deal.
I would spend more money by accident between my house and visiting the Toronto Golf Show than $216. That is an incredible rate.
Yes.
And then we're talking about oceanfront accommodations here, are we not?
Exactly. Oceanfront Holiday Inn, right on the boardwalk, and short drives to a number of great golf courses. If you've never been to Ocean City, it's truly got some great tracks and very, very convenient to get around. But
so that's five nights and four rounds from Ocean City, Maryland. That's incredible. But you're also giving away a trip to Ocean City as well as potentially trips can be won to Hilton Head, Moon Palace, Mayan Riviera. I just got back from there. Fantastic.
Yep.
Santee, South Carolina as well. So there's a lot of opportunities to win something if they pop by and say hello.
Exactly. And one of the other things that we're doing is we've got some initiatives with new partners like the Mountains to Midlands Golf Alliance, which covers the other part of South Carolina that nobody ever thinks of, from the middle of the state up through Greenville in the Northwest, which Golf Advisor just came out with their top 15 in South Carolina, and four of the courses are in that area, and there's over 50 courses, and, you know, those are places that are like hidden gems.
You've got a lot going on. You also have an opportunity to win a three-wood from Tour Edge, which now has some more, I guess, deeper distribution here in Canada. You're going to be giving away a three-wood daily. But there's something I want to ask you about, because I get a lot of questions from people looking for other things attached to their golf trip. In fact, I've heard people looking for, you know, go to Europe for cooking in golf and wineries in golf. And you've hit one here on the head. I've got a friend who's a huge jazz fan. He's a drummer, and I'm sure he's going to ask me about this Mississippi Jazz Blues Golf Holiday Program in Memphis and New Orleans. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've been working for the state of Mississippi for over 15 years, and recently we formed this partnership with Memphis and New Orleans, which now encompasses the gamut, whether you're a jazz enthusiast and you want to be in New Orleans to play TPC Louisiana and do the Bourbon Street thing, which everybody should do once in their life, or if you're a big blues enthusiast and you want to play up in Memphis and visit America's Blues Street, which is Beale Street, but you get to play T. TPC Southwinds, also another PGA Tour stop, and Justin Timberlake's old course called Miramichi, which is fantastic. And, you know, you can guide your way right through great golf throughout the state of Mississippi and become immersed in the blues and the history of the blues.
So it's booth 2234 at the Toronto Golf Show. That's booth 2234 at the Toronto Golf Show. If you're listening to us somewhere outside of Ontario, across Canada on Golf Talk Canada, you go to travelinggolfer.net to find out more information about the Traveling Golfer. Claudio, before we let you go, I've got to ask you, you've got Hooter girls at the booth at the Toronto Golf Show. So, like, they're just not enough alone for most of our listeners to come by the booth. They're actually there for a reason. What are they doing?
Well, they're giving away free wings to some of the lucky visitors that'll come by. And, you know, and everybody gets thirsty, so they have refreshments there. But pretty much everybody will come by will get voucher that has buy 10, get 10 wings free. And there's a Hooters just around the corner from the International Center.
Claudio, thank you so much for taking time to do this. Have a great show, and thanks for taking the time to join us on Golf Talk.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
TravelingGolfer.net. You know, Heather's attending the golf show with me, Jim, because obviously she knows that I'm going to go looking for some free wings. Well, maybe.
Now I understand.
Introduce myself as an international media celebrity. So start lying immediately right out of the gates.
I understand her frustration with you now.
That's right.
I'll be signing autographs at the wing booth.
Oh, thank you, BK. There he is. Just do me a favor, BK. Don't wear the short little orange shorts.
No.
All right? don't have the shorts on. Those are for very, very rare breeds, the little shorts, okay? Can you imagine BK in a cutoff top?
I try.
I'm disappointed you can.
Well, I'm sick. I'm a sick, twisted, demented individual. So we're going to say goodbye to our national audience. Now, we have a very big announcement coming today at 9:15, which is for our local 11:50, 10:50 in a few select markets. If you're in a market that doesn't get the full 90 minutes and you only get 60 minutes of Golf Talk Canada, follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk Canada. That's at Golf Talk Canada. You could also join our Facebook group or like us on Facebook, and we will have the announcement in social media sometime after this morning's show. So please go and follow us and check us out, and we'll get that announcement to you in another way. Goodbye to our national audience. 30 more minutes continues coming up next here on GTC. Remember, first good decision in the golf course, it always starts in the closet.
Yes, guy.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Thank you to our national audience for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll return after this with more of Golf Talk Canada. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to GTC. All you special people. 11:50 Hamilton, 10:50 Toronto, a few other select markets. Get the extra bonus 30 minutes of Golf Talk Canada.
Yes, guy.
Kino, Taddy, the yes guy. There it is. From left field. Is that you, God, talking to me? What is that?
Yes, guy.
Yes, guy. Toronto Golf Show going on. Are you checking it out this weekend? You should. TorontoGolfShow.com. Lots going on if you're thinking about travel, golf equipment. There's a kind of a potpourri of everything, including our next guest who is on the stage this afternoon, and he's talking about Center of Gravity Golf. Go to centerofgravitygolf.com to find out more information. Class A CPGA professional Robert Bernard has broken down his fundamentals of the golf swing to three principal fundamentals that he then explains across all aspects of the golf game. He's done an over-the-top video demand series that you can get at centerofgravitygolf.com. You can also see him today on the main stage at the Toronto Golf Show. We started off by asking him, Robert, what are and why these three fundamentals?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Mark. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk, get on your show. And the three fundamentals, I'll tell you, it's a great story, and something if you come to the show this weekend, you'll hear a lot about. The three fundamentals that I worked on for, well, this program was probably, worked on it for about 8 years, traveled to 38 countries around the world, spoke to over 100,000 golfers, did about 500 of these seminars around the world. And the three basic fundamentals is what this entire program is based on. And what I tried to do, Mark, and what I've succeeded in doing is really simplifying this entire process. So I really believe that golf has been extremely overanalyzed, overthought, and overtaught over the years. And I believe that it really needs to be simplified. And what I found was when I was around the world speaking to people, even if they weren't really big on or up on their English, they really understood what I was saying, and improvement, it becomes immediate. Now, I know a lot of pros think that everybody needs to be taught differently, but we are all human beings, and we all have the same kind of muscle structures, exactly the same, only totally different is how I explain it, because everybody's the same, right? And we're all human bodies. If I was going to teach you to skate, I would teach you to skate like Wayne Gretzky or Sidney Crosby. You know, it's exactly the same thing, only totally different. Center of gravity golf principles, which are the three, I call them the fingers, feet, and face, which are the three fundamentals that build, which I think is the fundamental foundation of golf, which is I call the center of gravity triangle. And once you learn how to control this and understand how it works, improvement it doesn't take weeks or months. It's pretty much immediate, Mark. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I can't wait. I can't wait to get on that stage in Toronto and show everybody.
Now, you'll be on the stage Friday. Will you be on the stage Saturday as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do two shows Friday. We only got a short day Friday. I'm going to do two full swing shows. And then on Saturday, I have three shows, and on Sunday, I have three shows. And the thing about these shows, Mark, is they're broken into three different parts. I do 3 hours, but they're all different. And they all, they're on every part of the game, the full swing show, and then I have what I call the finesse game show, and then the short game show. And all of these things tie together. It's such a cool thing to see when you, what you learn in the first hour, you recognize in the second hour, and you recognize in the third hour. Everything fits together like a nice, easy puzzle. And I'll tell you, it's been phenomenal all around the world for the last 8 to 10 years or so.
Well, you have on your website, centerofgravitygolf.com, Sean Doyle, a student of yours, went from a 24 handicap to a 14 handicap in 2 weeks. That is 10 shots in 2 weeks. So basically by, you know, simplifying the process and using your three fundamentals. My question is, I love the concept and the idea of simplifying. We're seeing this trend a lot in the game of golf with some teachers, and it makes a lot of sense. How do you get it though to translate to all these different parts of the game? Because to move 10 shots in 2 weeks, you can't be just working on one thing.
Well, that's exactly right, Mark. You're exactly right there. And Sean is a great example, but he's only one of hundreds of examples of people who've dropped 10 shots in one season. You know, people have been working on their game for 10, 15 years and not seen any improvement, and all of a sudden in one season they get 10 shots. And really, it's what they tell me is it's a profound understanding of what they need to do. And everything is, I mean, I've broken the entire game down into 6 words. And my book is 150 pages, and the video is only 45 minutes long, and it covers everything from start to finish. It's that condensed and that simple. And I really believe that we just need to be talked to in plain English. If I sell you something in plain, simple English, people get it a lot easier. And I don't use golf jargon. I use a totally different language. It's a lot of fun. And I hope you get to see the show this weekend, Mark, because I think you'll be quite amazed at the reception again.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's $19.95 for full unlimited 1 month access at centerofgravitygolf.com, centerofgravitygolf.com. Video over the top demand series, keeping it simple and touching all aspects of the game. Rob, I know you'll be at the show on the stage.
Yeah.
But will you be available? Are you also available for one-on-one lessons? If someone wants to dive further into this and work on, work with you directly on their game, is that an option? Do you do that still?
Oh, absolutely. And just let me touch on what you said earlier there. We have a $19.95 full access, one month full access on the website as a promotion going right now. I am going to have my physical, my book, and videos at the show, and they're going to be on for a show special. Be able to pick those up. The entire system's $199. We got it on the show for $20 for the book and $40 for the video. So we do have that. And as far as the instruction goes, yes, if absolutely we have one-on-one instruction. And I'm going to have two instructors, two COG instructors with me at the show, Mark, that will be able to talk to people. Of course, I'll be available to talk to people. And, of course, anybody who's within driving distance of me, or actually I do have a lot of people fly in from different parts of the world. But, yeah, I'm in Kitchener at the moment, and I'm absolutely available for lessons during the nice months, for sure.
Hey, do you know what booth number can we find you at, Rob?
You know what? I wish I knew. I've been trying to get that at Lars. I'm gonna find that out today. Hopefully, I'm close to the stage. But we're going to be on the main stage, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, I've done 500 of these things all around the world, and I can't wait to get to Toronto. This is my first time in Toronto, and me being a Canadian, I've been all over the world, but this is going to be the first big show in Canada, so I'm anxious to be there.
Rob, we look forward to seeing you. Centerofgravitygolf.com this weekend, Toronto Golf Show. Rob, take care. See you Saturday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mark. See you Saturday. See you, everybody. We'll see you at the show. Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. Rob Bernard, he'll be on the stage this afternoon, centerofgravity.com. Before we get to break here, we'll do a quick leaderboard update from around the world of golf, brought to you by Golf PEI, with over 400 fairways within 45 minutes of one another. Discover why golf at Prince Edward Island is Canada's number one golf destination. That's golfpei.com. Riviera, a couple Canadians missing the cut, but Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor at 3 and 4 under respectively have made the cut. Jason Kokrak, 10 under par, one shot lead over Chez Reavy.
And people forget, Jason Kokrak was born in North Bay, Ontario, but is classified as an American.
As an American. On the European Tour, Soomin Lee has the lead at 15 under par, a three-shot lead over Marcus Fraser. And last week we said, look out for Charles Schwartzel. You and I both said that slump can't continue with him and Oosthuizen. Their ball striking's too good. Guess who went on to win in Europe last year on the European Tour? Last week. Charles Schwartzel. So you heard it here first, folks. ISPS Handa, Women's Australian Open. Jenny Shin with the lead there at 9 under par, along with Daniel Kang. They are tied at 9 under par. Lydia Ko, one off the pace, world number one at 8 under par. Brooke Henderson also in this one. She is 2 under par. 7 off the pace, but playing well, as well as Alina Sharp. She is even par, made the cut, and they are all through 3 rounds at the Australian Women's Open. On the other side, major announcement from Golf Talk Canada. We'll be right back.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day, brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility.
Hi, this is Ryan Holly with Peak Performance Golf. Despite the cold temperatures and recent snowfalls, spring is right around the corner. Whether you spent the off-season training and trying to get better, or relaxing with the clubs in the garage, a checkup on your clubs is an important first step to make sure you get the most out of your early season. Ensuring that your clubs have the right lie angle, the lofts are in line with each other, and the grips are in good shape are vital and easily correctable issues with minimal investment. A little deeper dive into whether or not the shaft material and flex and the style of the club head are hindering your results is also important whether or not your budget allows the change. In fact, understanding the potential shortcomings of your clubs can help you identify if a swing change is needed or if that is just a compensation for the wrong kind of club. At Peak Performance, we offer a club blueprinting, which is a 45-minute process which measures lie and loft angles with complementary changes if necessary and examines the role of the club head and shaft in relation to the player's swing. And we can make recommendations for potential equipment changes if necessary. Players leave a blueprinting session knowing their current gear is set up to offer the best results regardless if the clubs are a perfect setup or not. At Peak Performance, one of our PGA of Canada club fitters can help you get dialed in for this coming spring or for any golf trip you're planning. Please visit our website at peakperformgolf.com for more information.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day, brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility and leader in instruction, fitness, and custom club fitting. Visit peakperformgolf.com for more information. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to GTC. Well, normally when we tease a big announcement here on Golf Talk Canada, it is usually because something very exciting and big is happening within the Golf Talk Canada family. We did this time last year around us going to TSN television, and there's always something happening here with Golf Talk Canada. But for myself and BK and the other members behind the glass and everybody involved with Golf Talk Canada, this is unfortunately a bit of a sad announcement. Although we understand the announcement because we love the person involved, it's also very sad. Back in August of 2011, just after TSN Radio launched here in Toronto, on what the time would have been Chum 1050, AM Chum, and was rebranded as TSN Radio 1050. Yours truly started a little golf program called Golf Talk Canada in the basement of 260 Richmond West with a gentleman by the name of Adam Karch, who still helps out with the show on occasion. And we did season one, which is really a half season of Golf Talk Canada, to the remainder of 2011. Sometime around March of 2012, I was told by the powers at TSN, the executives of Golf Talk Canada and TSN Radio and the people who pulled the strings here at Bell Media, you know, the show was national at that time, Canada's first ever nationally syndicated Golf Talk program, and the show was doing quite well, and I was told that I was going to get some budget given to me, and I was allowed to have a co-host, and I can ask anybody I want. And the first name off the top of my list was Jim Taddy. First name. They said to me, well, Mark, you better have a backup name. I said, what? He said, well, he's the hardest working guy we have, and he's one of the best in the industry. He's going to say no. I said, okay, well, just have a backup. I said, fine. So I go, am I allowed to ask him? Yes, you're allowed to ask him. So Jim and I knew each other a little bit. I did some hits on game night, but that was the extent of our relationship. I would come in as a golf insider on occasion on game night with you and Hoagie, and we had some fun. We had a laugh. You and I have always had good on-mic chemistry.
And off.
And off now. But at the time, we barely knew each other. And I said, I want to work with Jim Taddy. Well, I called Jim. I pitched Jim. And within the first 30 seconds, I got my first ever, yes, Markle. Yeah. My first of many yes, Markles. And here we are now in season six of Golf Talk Canada Radio, the most listened to golf talk program on radio in Canada. We've done seasons of television together. We have done seasons of the PGA Tour Sunday Night Wrap together. And it saddens me that next week, next Saturday, will be Mr. Taddy's last show with us here.
Sorry, guy.
On Golf Talk Canada. Jim has still the hardest working man in show business, hands down, still doing so much for TSN 1050, TSN 1150, has come to the conclusion there's only 24 hours left in a day.
I have petitioned the world powers to add another 3 or 4 hours.
So he is not going into retirement. He is still going to be all over the airwaves here on both channels, and I'm sure doing a lot for the brand, as he is so important to the radio family here at TSN. But there are only so many hours in a day. And the drive to Hamilton to Toronto on a Saturday morning.
Well,
I don't blame you, my friend.
I enjoy the drive. I just can't do it as often as I'd like.
And I would just like to say that Jim and I are dear friends off the air.
Yes, we are. Let me just say, you know, you have treated me like family. I have met your family, your mother and father, and certainly Heather and Marty, and have been treated like a family member, like part of the Zucchino family all these years. And I'm going to miss that, although we will have to put an effort into seeing each other in the 2 minutes that we have spare every week.
And I said to you, this is going to allow us to actually play more golf than we normally. Instead of the 4 rounds a year we get, I think we double that now that we're not working together. So, and I'm sure we will work again for sure in the near future, Jim. It's just a matter of time before our schedules down the road loosen up a little bit for both of us. I can't thank you enough for the friendship off mic and off camera, and I'm looking forward to that continuing. And I can't thank you for the efforts that you've put into Golf Talk Canada, making it what it is today. I was lucky to have you. I was lucky that you said yes, having all that you did have on your plate.
I believe I said yes, guy.
Yes, guy. And not just for the friendship and the efforts and the work and the talent that you bring to Golf Talk Canada, but for the learnings. I started this, I was not a broadcaster. I'm a golf guy. I've been in the golf business since I was 15 years old. I turned 41 in April. It is my entire life. My broadcasting experience was behind the camera, behind the mic, building properties, selling advertising, marketing, an architect in a sense, not a broadcaster. And I have learned more about broadcasting in 5 years with you than you could do 20 years in any university anywhere on the planet. You are a standard in this country when it comes to broadcasting, and you are still the hardest working guy. And you, sir, will be missed dearly. Next week, Jim Taddy's last ever Golf Talk Canada.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you spoke very in great terms, and I don't usually get that.
None of us do.
No.
We're talent.
Yeah, that's right. Disposable talent. But having said that, I hope you appreciate the invoice you will now get at the end of this
that's
show.
That's right.
Let's see, 5 years. I could do some ciphering here.
There it is. I will be at the Toronto Golf Show this afternoon between 4 and 6, kind of just wandering around. TorontoGolfShow.com. It's at the International Center. It's also open tomorrow, where master producer BK will be in the tiny little Daisy Duke nylon orange Hooters Girl shorts at the Traveling Golfers website signing autographs.
And I'll probably wear it as a hat or something. Wristband.
And I'm guessing, you know, doing some like photo ops and things of that nature, using your celebrity status.
Yeah, I already have my Sharpie ready to go, so come and see us.
There you go. You know? Yeah. He's ready to go. As far as Golf Talk Canada is concerned, we return next week with Mr. Taddy's last show. The following week, I will be in Doral for the World Golf Championship.
Excellent. Say hi to Donald for me.
I will say hi to the Donald for you. I'm sure he's going to give me a lift every day in the copter, so I'm sure that's not an issue. It never has been in the past. Anyway, so I'll be there live on location from the World Golf Championships, Cadillac Championship, which is the first one of the year. And in 2 weeks' time, we will make some announcements regarding the future of Golf Talk Canada Radio and television with a new co-host. Joining the show. Not here to fill the shoes of Mr. Taddy, as that could never be done, but to give a different spin. The show's going to be different. It's going to sound different. It's going to act different. But we are sure that we're going to keep this thing rocking and rolling and keeping it Canada's number one golf show.
Did you just call Mr. Trump the copter?
Have you seen the Trump copter coming? I love it. Don't hit the waterfall. Which one? Unbelievable. All right, we're back.
No, wait. I think I should throw it. Since we only have two shows left, I want to do
that. Hey, buddy, you can throw it. I love it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Finally, BK,
the sign-off is yours, and next week the sign-off is Taddy's. I'm taking the next 2 weeks off as far as I'm concerned. BK, take it home, buddy.
Remember, the first good decision starts in the closet.
Yes, guy.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club. Private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.